Hi, this is Becky Sabetta, voice of Charlie Hart and the creator of this podcast. Before this episode gets started, I wanted to give a quick announcement regarding Extraterrestrial. We've been running an Instagram since before this story first premiered, but we recently added a second social media site to our collection, Tumblr. The content on our blog will be mostly the same as it is over on Instagram, but the main difference is that you don't need an account to interact with it. If you have any questions that you've been wondering about the story, characters, or making of the podcast, but you don't have an Instagram, this is the way you can ask them. Just stop by our ask box and leave whatever questions you have. If that sounds like something you're interested in, go check our Tumblr out. And if you happen to draw and post any fan art for this podcast, please make sure to tag your Instagram or Tumblr. We'd love to see it. All you have to do is wait until the end of this episode or check the description of this episode to see what our account names are. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Season 1, Episode 3. Lucy Bryant. Written by Becky Sabetta. On July 14th, 2017, the world as we Earthlings knew it changed forever, though no one realized it at the time. It was one of the clearest nights that the sprawling neighborhoods of Kirkfield, Connecticut had seen all summer. Some even said that they could see other planets. But that night, they saw a shooting star. NASA hadn't predicted it. No local stargazing groups had, either. It wasn't even predicted by the planetarium. Still, it quickly filled up local Instagram feeds and showed up on the news the next day, only to be long forgotten by the time school rolled around in the fall. But anyone who knew anything about astronomy knew that there was something special about this shooting star, because while it streaked across the sky like a shooting star, there was one major difference. It was bright purple. And shooting stars are rarely bright purple. September 2nd, 2019. Dear Diary. I made a mistake. Oliver and I becoming friends was a miracle. I don't think I'll ever be as lucky as I was when he decided to give me that letter. I spent years by myself, and he gave me the chance to finally belong. And I'll always appreciate that, even though it's clear his friends don't feel the same way. The day started out nice. I didn't have any problems getting ready for school. The bus picked me up right when it was supposed to. I even met Oliver at his locker before the first bell. I think that was the best part of the day. I've read a lot of stories about being lonely in school, but I don't think anyone ever talks about how empty school hallways can feel, even when they're filled with people. It's strange wandering through the groups that crowd each corner of the building. I feel so alone every time I have to quietly ask people blocking the hallway to let me through. It's an experience you don't understand until you've been there, and one I might have to return to. Lucy Bryant was nowhere to be found when the day started. That should have been a sign, but I was too happy to notice. Oliver and Lucy have always been together. I think I've heard that they're more than just friends. I know it's not my responsibility or right to pry, especially into Lucy's life, but I don't think you have to be dating someone to be close to them. Lucy's like a sibling to Oliver, or a mom. I've seen and heard her berate him for forgetting to do his homework until the period before it's due. Oliver and I spent the entire morning before class chatting with each other. He kept glancing at his phone, but I didn't think much of it. After all, we're teenagers. Looking at our phones is what we're supposed to do, right? I do it all the time, even though I don't usually do it when I'm talking to other people. Or when I'm talking to my mom, at least. Well, we did partner work in our classes. He included me in conversations with all of his other friends. They all know me. We've been classmates longer than Oliver has known any of them. but this was the first time I really talked to them, and seeing them suddenly pay attention to me instead of ignoring me felt kind of nice. Even when I could see the pity in their eyes, I don't think they realize how obvious it is. It's not really a look, I guess. It's more of a tone. My classmates are polite enough and kind enough to see that I'm trying to join in a conversation, but they don't know how to go out of their way to include me. They'll try for a minute or two, but then they just stop. With Oliver there, it was different. He made sure I kept being included during class. When he realized I didn't know what they were talking about, or how talking about movie plans with a larger group and not asking me to come would hurt my feelings, he switched the subject. It's been a while since someone cared so much about me in school. We sat together at lunch. That was nice. Even though we had been in the same classes all day, I finally saw Lucy there. She sat down next to Oliver the entire time, and I barely had a chance to speak to him. That was when I started getting the sinking feeling in my gut. And it only got worse when the rest of the table didn't bother to talk to me. That's the thing about introducing new people into your friend groups. If the person who does the introducing doesn't try to keep the newcomer included, no one will. I ended up going on my phone for most of lunch. We had our last classes of the day together. Oliver apologized for talking to Lucy all through lunch, but his gaze kept returning to her every few minutes. Something happened to their friendship, and I knew that something was me. Why else would Lucy keep glaring at us from the other side of the room? I got my confirmation at the end of the day.
Entry number 795. The house is empty right now. Nan left the moment we got home. It's been hours since then, but I'm not worried. Not about her leaving. Nan can handle herself. I made sure of it when I made her current body. If anyone tries harming her, she'd harm them 100 times worse. I'm not fretting about her storming off. It's the why that's making me anxious. Nan and I haven't had a fight like this in a while. Not since... well, I can't even remember. I think it was 3 years ago, right before we got to Earth. I was scared. Nad wanted to land on Earth. Robots don't need the same resources as people of blood and bone, but she knew it wasn't good for me to stay cooped up in the ship forever. I didn't want to go. I had just left my home. Earth was scary and big and unfamiliar, and while the surface may have looked beautiful, neither of us knew anything about the people that lurked on it. When we finally did land here, it was an accident. We crash-landed after hitting a few wrong buttons. I didn't speak to Nad for the next 3 days. It's weird to be on the other side. To be the one pushing for something new. To be the one demanding that we stop hiding. Nad wanted me to live my life back then. I want to live my life now, and I want her to live her life too. But I don't have that much leverage over her. I'm the oldest, but she's smarter than I'll ever be. And she's my best friend, too. You just don't order your best friend around. I wouldn't want to order anyone around. I know I should apologize. She did, way back then. But she was right, and I know I'm right now. I can't ignore what my heart's telling me to do. I'm sick and tired of hiding away my entire life. She should be, too.
It's September 2nd, 2019. You're standing in the hallways and the air is warm and humid. It clings to your skin, making you want to squirm like you did when walking through the smallest forgotten quarters back home. Most people have left for the buses, but some still linger in the hallways, and their chatter is all you hear as you lurk in the corner and pretend to listen to the music of some obscure band no one's heard of. You could talk to them, but you like listening to what they're saying when they think no one's around more.
We need to talk.
You move a little closer, hoping to figure out the context of the apparent argument. You know it's going to be good. It's Lucy Bryant, who you... I hate with a passion, and it looks like she's talking with Oliver Webb's newest friend. Maybe there's something more. You did see them leaning over the displays at the planetarium last Sunday, and he looks at her with a longing that's straight from a Hollywood movie. Poor, poor Charlie Hart. Outcasts never could survive against the popular ones.
About what?
About your friendship with Oliver.
The silence is so uncomfortable that you start feeling uneasy.
I don't understand.
I'm all right with you becoming friends with him, but I don't want you to become any closer.
Lucy and Oliver aren't a confirmed item, but you've suspected it since freshman orientation. One's never far from the other. And now that Lucy's playing the jealous girlfriend card, your theory has gained a little more evidence than before.
You can't get any closer to him than I am. Do you understand?
Charlie just stands there and gives a mute nod. You feel bad for her. Lucy hasn't noticed how alone that girl is. You have, of course. You saw it when you first met, but you can't approach her because you're a self-declared loner and no lone wolf ever makes a pact with someone.
Good. Have a good day, Charlie.
Lucy walks away from Charlie. She's approaching her hiding spot, but you just play off your recording as a phone call, even when you can see her trying to pick up the words you're saying. She stares at you for a second before turning away with her heels clicking down the hallway. You watch as her beautiful brown hair swishes behind her, thinking that she would fit right in with the cold, aloof girls in the animes you always watch. Then you peek around the corner one last time, watching as Charlie bites her lip and stares down at the ground. You don't need to see her face to know that she's crying.
My brain is telling me that I should do what Lucy asked me to, but my heart is saying that I shouldn't. I want to be friends with Oliver. I can feel it when we were sitting in the planetarium and eating ice cream together. We have something. I don't know how to describe a bond forming between two people who are essentially strangers, but we have that. We could be best friends. That's the problem with having no friends outside of Reem. With having no in-person friends. I can't talk to anyone about how I'm feeling, except my future self. I could try talking to my mom, but she'd want to do something more. She'd want to tell someone at the school what Lucy did. I bet Reem would, too. And Lucy already hates me. I don't want her to hate me more. Lucy's the first person to dislike me. People don't... They don't hate me for my interests or passions. I just don't share the same kind of interests that my classmates do. There's nothing wrong about not having social media or never going out on my own. There's nothing wrong with preferring to spend my Friday nights watching movies with my mom over going to parties that I never get invited to. But Lucy hates me. And it's scary. Isn't this how bullying starts? You upset one person and they make your life miserable? I don't know if this is bullying, but it feels like it. I just keep thinking about what she told me. She's just jealous. And I know that jealousy is what turns people into bullies. But I'd rather be hated for my friendship with Oliver than lose him as a friend. I'm not going to tell her my decision. I'm not brave enough to. But I'll be brave in my own little way and keep spending time with Oliver, whether she likes it or not. And I won't tell Reem. Or my mom. If I keep trying, maybe Lucy will finally respect me and the friendship I have with Oliver. If it's not too soon to call him a friend. I wonder if it would be weird to text him now? Extraterrestrial is an indie podcast written and produced by Becky Sabetta. Becky also voices Charlie Hart. Danny Pavlovsky provides the voice for Codex. Lucy Bryant is voiced by Jasmine Blake, and Harper Bird is voiced by Allie Winters. All music in this episode is by Becky Sabetta. Episodes are posted on the first Saturday of every month on Buzzsprout, Spotify, and wherever else you access your podcasts. Check out more about Extraterrestrial and the work that went into it on its Instagram at extraterrestrial.podcast. You can also find similar content over on its Tumblr at extraterrestrialpodcast.tumblr.com. Thank you for listening.